utterly text 25. Namah Vishnu Pada Krishna Prishna Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacari Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gauravakaravinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this fourth chapter of the Adi Leela, we hear of a different kind of devotional service than we are usually used for. It is the area of spontaneous devotional service. Now, a conditioned soul who's in the hands of Maya is acting more or less completely under the impulses born of material nature.
A feltételek között lélek, aki a Maya befolyás alatt áll, teljes mértékben az anyagi természet impulzusai szerint működik.
Whatever Maya is influencing, the condition soul is following that.
Bármilyen befolyása van a Mayának, ezt a feltételekhez kötött lélek követi.
It is very difficult for the conditioned soul to even recognize that he is under the influence of Maya.
A feltételekhez kötött léleknek még azt is nagyon nehéz felismernie, hogy a Maya befolyása alatt áll.
Because Maya influence is so, let's say, it is so deep in the heart.
Mert a Mayának a befolyása olyan, mondjuk, hogy mély a szívre.
So, it is very difficult for the beginner to understand what it means to act out of spontaneous love and attraction for Krishna.
Ezért a feltetek között életnek nagyon-nagyon nehéz a Krishna iránti spontán vonzalmát és szeretetét kimutatnia.
That comes because we are acting spontaneously under the influence of Maya.
Ez azért jön, mert spontán cselekszünk a Maya befolyása alatt.
Not long ago, there were a series of tests in the area of psychology which can also tell us how heavy the influence of Maya can be.
Nemrégen volt a pszichológia területén egy teszt sorozat, ami megmutatja, hogy nekünk is, hogy milyen kemény lehet a Mayának a befolyása.
It was about a man who ate an onion.
Ez egy olyan ember volt, aki hagymát evett.
But the hypnotical doctor was somehow suggesting to him that this onion is a sweet tasting apple.
De egy ilyen doktor azt megmutatott neki, hogy ez egy édesítő alma, hogy nem teszik.
So, as he was eating, tears streamed down his cheeks.
És ahogy ette, könnyek folytak le a lakszán.
But he thought, I'm eating a sweet.
De azt gondolta, hogy édes alma.
This is the condition of people who are Maya.
Ez az embereknek a helyzete, akik Mayában vannak.
They are actually suffering.
sinlessness,
but by Maya's influence became time and again.
De a Maya befolyásához gondolják, hogy élvezet.
When someone first told tells us, well, this material life is a life full of suffering, it's difficult for us in the very beginning to accept how well old age, disease, and death means suffering.
Először azt mondja neki, hogy az anyagi élet, és akkor nagyon nehéz elfogadni. Azt mondják, hogy a születés, betegség, egység, halál, ez szenvedés, akkor ezt nem tudjuk megérteni.
We think that it is completely natural by being some depressive about it.
Azt mondja, hogy teljesen természetes, miért kerünk depresszióra miatt?
Isn't it? I remember when someone told me, don't be mental.
Valami is abban nekem mondta azt, ez volna elég mentális munka.
Condition soul, so much an illusion that even in he leads a life together with his wife.
A tettek is abban tényleg van illúzióban, hogy ön életet egyikben a feleségével.
The wife constantly tries to dominate him. It does everything to control the husband. But the husband, and when he returns, he has to give a lot of money for a new washing machine and such unnecessary things. But he thinks, it's very nice. I have my own bike. She is my property. I can tell her what to do. Ferdinand, come buy me a new house.
Ferdinand, gyere, vegyél egy új házat nekem.
I can tell her what to do.
Just
1 minute, I'm coming. So, of course, you can turn around this example of women also. The point is that the conditioned soul has to follow the dictates of Maya.
A lényeg az, hogy a feltételezhetetlen életnek követnie kell a Mayának a diktálását.
He is not free.
Nem szabad.
But he thinks he is.
Azt mondja, hogy az.
So, for someone who's like this, the scriptures prescribe a set of rules and regulations which help him to become free of the dictates of Maya.
Az, aki ilyen ennek a hívások elejének szabályokat, hogy megszabaduljon a Mayának irányításától.
Instead of following Maya's desires, one follows actually the instructions of the scripture.
Ahelyett, hogy az ember Mayának a vágyait követni, ehhez a hívásoknak az instrukciót.
Instead of Maya telling him what to do, one follows what Krishna through the rules and regulations given in the scripture tell one to do.
I have to remember in my family, I have to ask you to tell Krishna what the Vidashaka and Karasti, what you need to do.
And therefore, these rules and regulations have been described in the Gita to be the rules and regulations of Buddha.
And if the Bhagavad Gita is like a Sabbat, a Sabbat check Sabbat is well, like in Buddha.
Sometimes someone says to us, you're not free, you're always following rules and regulations. Today is Sunday, you can't sleep after 10 o'clock. We can sleep after 10 o'clock. You can't hear all the music which you want to hear.
Nem hallgathatod azokat a zenéket, amiket akarsz hallgatni.
When I want to hear Rolling Stones, I can hear Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones akarod hallgatni, akkor hallgathatod Rolling Stones.
Or Bach.
Bachot.
Not Bodhisattva. You are not free.
I am not someone.
All the time, something which tells you this, to this, to this, to that.
Mindig van valami, azt mondja, hogy csináld ezt, csináld azt.
You are zombies.
Zombik vagytok.
Zombies, right off, yes. So, but if we analyze it a little bit more carefully, we will see that he who hears what he does, who, what he wants, he who does what he wants, is in actuality only acting under the dictates of his false ego.
Valójában, aki csak azt teszi, amit akar, az a hamis ego irányítása alatt cselekszik.
He is not free at all, but he is a prisoner.
Egyáltalán nem szabad, hanem egy rab.
Rab, yes. This is the same verse like in the Vedic sources. So, let us give you, let us hear an example to make this point a little bit clearer. Once there was a powerful free lion. He was so powerful that the animal of the forest felt compelled to make a truce with him.
Olyan erős volt, hogy az állatok úgy érezték az erdőben, arra van egy készítő, hogy egy ilyen alkotósan tőle.
Contract.
Szerződés kössön a tőle.
The contract went like this. Every day, one of us is coming to you to be your food. And as a result, you promise to not go hunting any longer. Because you must understand, whenever the powerful lion went hunting, he didn't kill only one or two animals, or one animal that he needed to eat, but he killed 10 at once.
Mert amikor az oroszlán vadász nyert, akkor nem csak egy állatot kellett meg kell lennie, hanem egyszerre 10.
So the animals in the forest felt so disturbed that they thought, well, better he just eats one, and this comes, but in other words, he stops hunting, this animal comes walking towards him. So one day it happened that a little hare, you know what a hare is? With a big ear? That is ear. And he, this rabbit didn't feel enthusiastic at all to become the food of the lion.
És egyáltalán nem volt látos, hogy hogy az oroszlánnak az étele legyen.
So he was going very slowly to the lion.
Nagyon lassan ment az oroszlánhoz.
He made a lot of rest stops.
Nagyon gyakran megállt pihenni.
And ate. And all the thoughts. Finally, the rabbit had an idea. So he came to the lion. The lion said, "It's so late. What happened? I'm so hungry." I wanted to come in time. In fact, I wanted to come before the time of your eating. Then, what was the problem?
Akkor mi volt a problém?
I don't know if I should tell it.
Nem tudom, hogy elmondjam-e.
sense?
In that moment.
There was another lion.
Look at Mashikura's lion.
And he said, you are not the controller and the king of the
forest.
Yes, this lion said, you are the rope. And he said, he is the king. He said, you don't even know hunting. But you are lazy and fat. Really? So, bring me to this rascal, said the lion. And he brought, the rabbit brought him to the bell. The lion was getting on the bell and looked down. And inside the well was a terrible lion. He was very furious. And he, our lion, said, you rascal! And the lion screamed back much louder, you rascal! It was much more stronger voice. This was enough. Our lion jumped into the bell to kill the other lion. And he, what is it? He died in the water. Because lions can't swim. He had seen the reflection and heard the echo
of himself.
There was no second line. But our other line, rabbit, he had known about the false ego of the lion. In this way, he could, although he was very weak, he could kill the lion very easily. So in Krishna, so every conditioned soul is under the influence of this false ego. And therefore wants to enjoy and control the material world. We are prisoners of illusion. Prisoners speak of Rabia? No. Prisoner, like in the prison. Yes? If you are in a prison, you can't really run around freely. As long as you are in the illusion that you are the enjoyer and the controller, your life is very bad. Therefore, when we start our spiritual life, there are a set of rules and regulations which set us free. These rules and regulations must be followed in the beginning. When we do so, we are definitely getting, we will get a higher taste of life. But if we don't, we will always remain in the prison of our
self-will.
And our life will not become very glorious at all. So today I wanted to speak a little bit about the different processes which help a devotee to understand that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. And we hope that by bringing these things into your attention, you will be permanently helped in your own execution of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says that there is a motor in everyone's life which makes his life very energetic. Motor. Without this engine, you can't work either in material life or in spiritual life. What could this engine be? I'm asking you. Desire. So. Yes, desire is actually correct. You get 3/4 of the point. It's enough to get prasadam in the morning. Goranidaya. Third point. If you don't have any enthusiasm for a thing, for an activity, you can't simply act. You're standing on the street. No one will take the book. How you stand in the kirtan? You prefer to stand back as much as possible. And when the devotees then start running in a circle and the back becomes the front. You feel very much expression, very burned inside. It's very difficult for you to gain. We can sometimes see this during our Hare Krishna festivals. Some kamis, they get swept in the kirtan, and it's very difficult for them to move. Have you seen? But on the other hand, he who is enthusiastic, he doesn't really need to be a professional. Everything he does is just has a certain quality. Like this is you know, the secret of our Hare Krishna movement. Even our young devotees are so enthusiastic, you know, that the people are just very impressed seeing them.
még a mi fiatal barátaink is annyira lelkesek, hogy bakták, de emberek nem a hatás alá kerülnek ennek.
An enthusiastic person has an aura around him. And whatever he does, he is successful. Like our devotees, sometimes they see the president. The president says, how did we get in here? I was a little enthusiastic. Our devotees, for instance, I remember once in Germany there was one who sold shaving foam on the street. And he was watching the devotees selling so many books. And he thought, well, I know what's the secret. They have shaven their hair. They also have a dhoti. So he went into the department store, got a cloth, and just went to the frisoeur, to the barber, and had a golden hair. And then he was trying to distribute his shaving foam, just like that.
Elment a boldogat, mivel közben a bonyolat felültek, és bement a fodrászhoz, és leállott a haját, és meg kellett eladni a borotvágyat.
He did it exactly like he had watched the devotees.
Pontosan, ahogy látta a bakták.
Only a devotee would have seen the difference.
Egy bakta látta volna, látta meg a különbséget.
But he didn't distribute all of his shaving foam.
De nem osztott a borotvágyat.
Because he was not enthusiastic like the devotee is enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is a symptom of the living entity, says Srila Prabhupada. It cannot be stopped. It is just like a powerful engine. If you utilize it properly, it will give immense production. Therefore, enthusiasm should be purified. Instead of employing enthusiasm for attaining material goals, one should be enthusiastic about achieving the perfectional stage of devotional service. Can you please make some help? Everyone is falling asleep. So hot in our temples. So now, how can we become enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness? Yes. And how can we maintain whatever enthusiasm we have? We can do so if we accept a few principles. Someone who follows these principles, he will be successful in his enthusiasm. What is enthusiasm, please? Yes. Also in English, enthusiasm, theos, it comes from theos, that's God.
On the Vishat of the Lakish Vishat, on the theos of
Vishat. And in Hungary, enthusiasm comes from the soul. So, the first principle for someone who wants to become enthusiastic, now everyone who wants to write this down, please write This, if we can learn this, what comes now, our life will be better. Okay. First, we have to accept as Proto Master. Second, we must become initiated. Third, we must engage in the service of the spiritual master. Fourth, we must read instructions from the spiritual master. And inquire about advancing on the path of devotional service. Sometimes devotees, they don't think if they are initiated, then they have reached the perfection. Yes, I have seen sometimes devotees write many letters before they get initiated. So many questions. And the day they get initiated, they stop writing for many years. Are you also like this? This is because there is a misunderstanding. The misunderstanding is that initiation is like a goal. The right understanding is, it is the beginning. We must ask our spiritual master how we can make advancement in Krishna consciousness. As soon as we stop asking this question, we become living dead men. Yes. Now, first principle. To follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas and follow the directions given by the spiritual master. This is also very important. Then the principle. To give up anything for the satisfaction of Krishna and accept anything for the satisfaction of Krishna.
Feladni mindent Krishna elégedettségét, és elfogadni mindent Krishna elégedettségének.
Now that is very difficult to do.
Ezt nagyon nehéz megcsinálni.
Usually we accept everything for the satisfaction of us, and we give up everything which is not for the satisfaction of us.
Általában mindent elfogadunk, ami mi elégedettségünk van, és mindent feladunk, ami nincs a mi elégedettségünk.
This is our practice since time immemorial.
Ez a mi gyakorlatunk, és ugye kérdezik
óta. Now we must ask the question, is this satisfying Krishna?
Fel kell tenni a kérdést, ez kielégíti Krishna?
Is what I'm presently doing for his pleasure? If we do, our life becomes very spiritual. And we will become really satisfied. It's like an adventure. Next time you do not like to do something, please ask the question, is this good for Krishna? And if it is good, then do it. It will help you so much. You will feel you're crossing a mountain of false ego. And you're coming into a beautiful paradise-like island. Valley. Then, seventh principle. To live in a place where Krishna is present, a city like Vrindavan or Mathura, or a Krishna temple like Vanidevi.
Krishna
But just living is not enough. The monkeys and the pigeons are also residing in the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan.
But,
yes, many pigeons. Not pigs. Pigeons.
Colombo.
Colombo. But their mind does not change. They just think about getting children. So when you stay in the temple, you have to change your consciousness. You have to understand that here Krishna is present. You're living in the house of the king and you should serve him. So there are several other principles. I will throw. Actually, it's nice to have them all, to hear them all. Then we should minimize our means of living as much as we can by living comfortably to execute devotional service. If we learn to live simply, then our life is simply wonderful. See, the materialist always has to take care of his complex living arrangements. He buys things which he doesn't need. With money he doesn't have. In order to impress people he doesn't like. That's a formula of material life. So in spiritual life one should live simply. Then we should observe fasting days such as Ekadasi. For a beginner in devotional service, this sounds like poison. To fast. I have a disciple in Germany. She doesn't like fasting at all. Whenever she fasts, she begins vomiting. She almost dies. And I said to her, "Look, this is just your mind. Before the fasting day, you should pray to Krishna for energy. And then don't think, I'm not eating, I'm not eating, I'm not eating. But think of Krishna. You see it there. And then she wrote me and said, "Thank you very much, it was so nice to fast, I didn't die." Then the 10th principle is to worship cows, brahmanas, vaishnavas and secretaries like the banyan tree.
Cows,
brahmanas, vaishnavas, secretaries, banyan pot, yes. Especially it is nice to worship vaishnavas. Should give them prasadam. But should make them comfortably. You should learn to be kind to our Vaishnavas. When we meet on Sunday, we should say, how nice to see you. How was it in Keshkamesh? Oh, in your speech. It was a Christian lady. So that was the beginning. Now let us progress. One should avoid committing offenses against the holy name. The deity, the Vaishnava, the Guru. Now, mostly in our movement we suffer because of offenses towards Vaishnavas. As Westerners, we have learned to be envious on the success of others. We think we always want to be the best. And if someone has more success, we think of he is the best now. I can't be the best. Somehow the best one might think only if he is in the front, then he can enjoy it. It's a disease in the mind. You can be very happy if you follow. It's much easier actually to follow someone. But you think, oh, this is like crazy. So therefore, sometimes in the association of devotees, devotees are not very considerate and not very friendly towards others. And when someone does something slightly wrong, one becomes his enemy. So this must be stopped. 12th principle. One should avoid associating with non-devotees. That means, for us who are on sankirtan, that when we meet non-devotees, we should not come on their level. We should be like we are, servants of Krishna, and not, you know, try to become proud or show the others how good we are. Thirteenth principle. One should not aspire to have many disciples. Now most of you will think, well, I'm not a guru, I don't have this problem. But still let us explain something. Sometimes, due to a sentiment, the conditioned soul approaches a spiritual master. And when the spiritual master has such type of disciples, it becomes very difficult because these disciples don't really want to follow spiritual instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, usually advanced devotees, they don't want to have many departures. Such a work to just take, to instruct just one person. And cost gallons of blood. Then, 40. One should not unnecessarily divert his attention by partially studying many books so as to feel very learned. Yes, sometimes devotees want to read so many books. But this
is
not good. For devotional service, it is sufficient to scrutinize these study books like the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the last principle for today, one should not be disturbed in either loss or gain. A devotee learns this to become equipoise no matter what happens. It is not so tragic if you sometimes make a loss. Even if you suffer, it is not so tragic. Your karma gets burned off. Beware all sinners. Very low class. We had no idea about Krishna consciousness. So we did so many wrong activities. Now sometimes we have to suffer. But then if we suffer, this get our past misdeeds and the resulted actions get burned.
Dar încă se vede că multe de jos pe tainete de tot așa de ideea.
So you are winning.
At winning.
Even when you suffer.
Nu că sunt de stand.
You understand?
Nu știu.
Because the past reactions get burned away.
Am văzut că nu de jos sau așa că e mai.
Hare Krishna, I want to stop here. It is 6 minutes past nine if you want. I think everyone is a little hungry from yesterday's fasting excursion. At least the freezing party, we already had a few apples.
Alright.
Do you have any questions? Yes, what is your name? Gauranga Das, yes, I am.
Asma Kumaracha, Nami Kavala Mishinamita Kamini Nakapoda Nami Kavala, Azuva Krishna Nakamara. We should petition to everyone in the 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 So, Maya said that when we do something, we have to ask and to do it for Krishna or not.
Yes.
And in Krishna consciousness, we have a legal solution. The devotee is always when the legal says, we can do something, and we also ask themselves the question, we do it for Krishna or not. And sometimes they decide when we do not do for Krishna, we don't come up. But that's a good work or not.
How can this movement go on if we don't have some structure? if everyone does what he wants. If everyone eats whatever he wants, then the kitchen will look very disorderly. And the supplies won't be sufficient. Because someone takes. You know, you can't plan anything like this. So, it is certainly Krishna's desire to follow, you know, some structure. In fact, Krishna becomes more satisfied if the devotees cooperate. Just Prabhupada once gave the example about devotees who can't cooperate. He spoke of the father whom different sons want to massage. Someone starts massaging at the feet. Another on the hand, another on the stomach, someone on the leg. Then the whole massage becomes a torture. Because in massaging there has to be a certain succession. And only one thing at one time. So, in the same way, if we don't learn to cooperate in devotional service by following, then it's very difficult. Even if the leader sometimes may decide to do things which are different than we were decided. Just by following the principle of cooperation, we will please Krishna. However, if we see that there is a serious mistake in our leader, but then we should go to his authority and speak about this with him. If we go to him, he might see in us our uncooperative nature. It might not be very impressed with our suggestions for improvement. And maybe we are also wrong in our perceptions. And we create an anxiety for him or her. Therefore, it's advised to go to an older devotee or to his authority and speak with him about it. If this person thinks, yes, it's a good point, and he will patiently and kindly correct our leader.
And if you put it in lockdown, when you want to cash out the module, you should do the first part of the module after my planning is finished in the special one.
Is all right? Go Ranga? Yeah. But if everyone goes doing his own thing, this won't be finished. Sometimes just following instructions is a higher principle. Thank you very much. Then I was about to. I never thought it was pleasing to Krishna what the authority said to me.
Okay, both of them are coming.
örömet jelent Krisnának, amit ez az én autózításomban.
I thought Krishna was only pleased when I pleased myself. Anyone else? What is your name? Yes, please. Can we have some fresh air, please? Differentiate between passion of what? Activity?
Enthusiasm.
The source of activities performed in the mode of passion is selfish desire. And the source of enthusiastic activities is a desire to please Krishna. Sometimes it is quite difficult to differentiate. But you learn it more and more. These passionate activities in devotional service will not really be able to satisfy you for a long time. For instance, on Sankirtan, we are passionately distributing. He may even be number two or number three. But we just feel exhausted and we don't feel very good about it. But if we distribute enthusiastically for Krishna, it is not so important how many we distribute. Most probably we will distribute many. But we don't feel always satisfied. There is someone who out of selfish desire distributes in the mode of passion. If he doesn't distribute much, then he is completely finished. Is that right? Yeah? Or is it real? The most quickest way is to associate with an enthusiastic person. For us as devotees, enthusiasm is infectious. That's really the best. It helps you immediately. Then, Srila Prabhupada speaks of sources of enthusiasm. To chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. For the deities. To rise early. And so, how do you say, read in the scripture.
olvasni az írásokat.
These are sources and maintainers of enthusiasm. But sometimes it happens that when we perform these activities without taste, they don't really give us
enthusiasm.
When the enthusiasm is gone, then we sometimes perform these activities without taste.
Néha, amikor nincs cselekvés, akkor íz nélkül végezzük ezeket a cselekvéseket.
So therefore we should try to associate with enthusiasm.
Ezért meg kell próbálni mindig lelkes vajsnálatot társulni.
My dear Vajsnav, give me one drop of your enthusiasm.
Kedves Vajsnav, adj egy ilyen cselekvés a lelkesedésedből.
That is enough.
Az elég. Az a kérdésem, hogy az embernek hogyan kell meditálni a legfontosabb esetben, úgy, mint aki mindig tökéletes társa Krisnának, és csak lehet a energiumát meditálni tökéletesen, úgy, mint egy élő, aki tökéletesé vált az előző szolgálat által, és már tökéletes szinten van. Szóval hogyan kell az embernek gondolni, mi a helyes mentalitás.
I'm from my medical center, preaching master, is always in the spiritual world, the Kanda, or just to meditate or to have to be in the faith connection, but in the system of religious service, and so how to
the best way to think about the spiritual master is to think about his personality. How he has saved us. If we speculate about from where he comes, we might make an attempt. Maybe. So we should think about him as a person. What he has said to us in certain things. There is a devotee in Yugoslavia who has, I think he has made a very nice thing. He has a little book like this. And he has written down what the spiritual master said to him. Then sometimes he looks. And he gets always enthusiastic. I personally always think about the few times when I met
Prabhupada.
One time I massaged Srila Prabhupada. Very good. Thinking of this, very nice to think about it. and how he smashed me always. one time he was very heavy with me. Because I was very heavy with him. I didn't want to surrender. I actually wanted to leave the movement for Krishna consciousness. I was not yet a devotee, but I was a guest to the temple. I had not decided to surrender. So I asked him, Prabhupada, if Krishna is all good, why does he Why did he create Maya? This is a contradiction.
So Krishna allowed you to create Maya as the element of
Das ist eine Kontradiktion.
Alan Mundash.
This is an Alan Mundash. So, remember, Prabhupada looked at me. Then he looked again at me. And then he said very loud and heavy, "It was not Krishna who created Maya. You created Maya." I like to remember this very much. Because after that I became a devotee. This answer saved me. So this way we can meditate. Yeah, but experiences with our spiritual master. What he did, what he said, how he feels for us, how his sympathy for us is there. And then we will become very personal. This is the last question. We will come to the end of the lecture. Yes. What is your name? Vrindavan Das Thakur?
No.
Yes. But first we should desire to surrender. This movement is based on this principle. Then we are sure that this is the basis of our existence. And of our question also, then we can sometimes, it depends on our relationship to this authority. Maybe because of interpersonal differences, but maybe the personal chemistry doesn't work so nice.
Or
Interferes with chemistry. It's a nice word. You can translate biology. Chemistry stuff. Yes.
Chemia.
Oh, you may not know chemia in person. Sometimes two persons don't go good together. Especially if they are Ishwaras. They are very difficult sometimes to go good together. So when our authority is in Ishvara and we are also in Ishvara, then sometimes there might be this chemia. The chemia might not be very easy. Yes. So then if we are sure that we want to really serve Krishna and we, then we can either discuss with him, and when this is not possible, we should go to another devotee and ask to have us. But if we do not want to surrender, if we do not really want to serve, then it's very difficult to solve such problems that you have mentioned. I found out if our motive is good, then we can work together with everyone. With almost everyone. Sometimes it just may be two devotees might be so different from each other. Teachers always go very late to bed, so you have to I'm not the right. All right, Roger. Thank you very much, Prasannam. Please come all to our Sunday program and sing with loud voices. The maestro of music has come, Leela Chuka.
Maestro.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.